Well, good afternoon, everyone. Again, thank you so much for joining us, and I appreciate your patience as we dealt with some technical difficulties today. My name is Tracy Rickman, and I am your host this afternoon. I am the FriNet consultant for Northern Ohio, but you'll work with your FriNet consultant in your local market. Today, we are doing our featured franchise presentation, and I will tell you that we get to these presentations by basically asking the FriNet consultants what businesses would we like their clients to look at. And we all kind of vote, and we come up with 12 businesses that we want to highlight through the year. So today is one of those businesses. What I'd like to do first is just take a brief minute and tell you a little bit about FriNet for those of you who are unfamiliar with us, and then I will introduce my co-presenter and we'll get started. FriNet is a 25-year-old international franchise consulting firm, and we have over 70 offices in North America, and at last count, I think we were up to about 110 consultants. So the good news is we live and work in the same communities that you do. We've worked with the Small Business Administration since 1987. So if you would go to the SBA's website and look up information on franchising, all of the education that you find there is from FriNet. The same thing to be said if you would go into a SCORE site or an SBDC. All of the information, if you were to ask them about franchising, would be our workbook. The only difference is we let them co-brand it. So what we really want you to know is that FriNet is really about educating people on the franchising industry, helping people to determine, is business ownership right for you, yes or no? If it is, could it be a franchise? And if it's a franchise, which one? We are also proud contributors to the Wounded Warrior Project, and what we really do is match people who want to be in a business with a franchise that meets their needs, and we do this at no cost or obligation to you. And the way we do that is we start with an assessment tool. It's called our personal franchise assessment. I'll be honest, it feels a little bit like a personality profile. But really what we're measuring is values and motives and helping you to determine what are the things that drive you and have made you successful in your past. It also does a skill set assessment. And then we take that information and sit down with you when we build a business model. We're going to spend probably about an hour to an hour and a half to make sure that we understand your goals, your criteria, and then your needs and wants for the business. And the fun thing about this is when you look at starting a business after coming out of corporate America, it's not necessarily what can you do, but what do you want to do at this point in your life? And once we really understand you, then we'll help you to focus on the best possible companies that will meet your needs. And then we provide you with coaching throughout the process as you follow our proven system for research. And since our services, we said, are no cost to you, they are paid for by our franchisors, and that fee is seamless to you. So it's a great way for you to kind of look at and investigate the franchise industry and probably find businesses that you wouldn't have found on your own and you most definitely wouldn't have found if you pulled them off of a list. Because many times we'll judge a book by its cover. And today's franchisor is no exception. I think people probably get a little bit of a misnomer, Bob, about what you do based on the title alone. I'm going to introduce to you here in a few minutes Bob Jackson, who is the Director of Franchise Management from ERS, Electronic Restoration Services. But what I want you to know of before we get into this is if there's really a business that really can be recession-proof, with very little, if any, competition, this is it. This is a very low overhead, low startup business, which is very unusual, can ramp up quickly and really give you the opportunity to be actively involved with business development and sales. So at this point, Bob, I'm going to turn the slides over to you, and I'll let you take over.
Well, thank you. That was a wonderful overview, better than I could do, so maybe I should just turn off my paycheck to you.
Well, we could talk about that.
It's not much. But let's see. Now, when I change slides, will I just, I guess, use the mini bar here? Okay, I think I can see how to do that. But if not, you can maybe help me advance them. But anyway, good afternoon, everyone. And again, thank you for taking time out of a busy day to learn about ERS. I think the information I'm trying to provide is going to be as concise as possible, but also try to give you a broad overview of how we engage customers, how we make a difference in the community, how obviously the business is structured to ramp up. It's a very scalable business, as Tracy said, because we have large markets We'll talk about how we interact with our lead sources, our partners, as we call them. But first, a little bit about me, the speaker. I've been in the franchise industry for 16 years, so I'm not a newcomer. I've got the scars and the ribbons both. I've been on both sides of the equation where I've been a franchise operator, I've been an area developer, and I've been a master franchisee where I have 57 retail stores. So I've been all facets of it. I've worked with Franet as an organization for about 14 of those 16 years. I obviously think very highly of them and of their coaches. They're very, very unique in that they're in their local markets and really engage with their candidates and go through a very extensive evaluation to match up the interests. And so I'm really pleased to be a brand in their inventory. As far as ERS is a company that's over 20 years old, excellent reputation, started in the Michigan area. And those of you who know the Detroit area, it's a city called Livonia. And about 3.5 years ago, went into the franchise model and was able to replicate what had been so successful as a private company, was able to replicate that very rapidly, as you'll see in the map later in the presentation, across all the United States. We have some wonderful markets remaining that we really are looking for outstanding operators. But we're very unique, in, as Tracy said, that we don't have any impact to our business that a lot of other franchises do with seasonality, meaning that, you know, it goes up in the spring but down in the summer, and then maybe it'll come back in the fall. Because when you're in the restoration business, you don't know when disaster is going to strike. You know, fire is unpredictable, lightning strike, obviously flood and water damage and mud and dust storms, just on and on. So that's a reactionary business that you have to be able to serve your geographic area on a timely basis from just about anywhere. It makes us extremely appealing no matter where you live. Nothing is recession-proof. However, we are as recession resistant as you're going to get, because it doesn't matter if the gross domestic product takes a slide or the stock market takes a slide. If somebody's possessions and their residence are at risk or have been compromised, you've got to come in and clean it up. You've all heard of companies, and we'll talk about ServPro and ServiceMaster and some of those in a few moments in more detail, but as you see on the TV ads that they run, their job is to come in to residential and businesses and restore it to like new. I think ServPro's motto is like it wasn't even there. So that's what we have, is we have a recession-resistant business that doesn't pick winners and losers. Disaster strike, and you have to be able to deal with it. So, again, we're a very mature business. I've been around multiple decades, franchising now with roughly 50 franchise partners in 80 territories. So that's kind of the high-level overview. Tracy, tell me, did the slide change for everybody? Did you do it right?
It did. You're just fine.
Okay. Then I get an A-. I'm doing so good so far. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the restoration business. The restoration business obviously touches everything that said fire. You know, we have smoke and soot damage. We have water damage. We have lightning and surge issues, which obviously play a havoc with electronics. But if you think about where we play in a very important niche, very large niche in a $500 billion industry, in that we are focused on appliances, electronics, document restoration, and artwork restoration. These are areas of specialty that the larger water damage folks who come into a residential area or business don't necessarily want to handle. Sometimes they get pulled into it kicking and screaming because they're expected by the insurance adjusters to take on that. But we don't have any national competition. And the reason is because this is a difficult business to learn on the fly. You can't just do it in a local market. You have to have what we do, which is the 20 years of experience in this model, working with commercial and industrial businesses before we even replicated it to a franchise. So if you look at this slide, on the right, you'll see the different types of disasters we deal in. And again, what you want to know is that we can deal with any size disaster. We can deal with the residential, which makes up about 65 to 70% of our revenue stream, and we can deal with any size commercial, which is the other 30 to 35%. If it's a massive disaster, and on 31, I live in Nashville, to give you an idea of what a real disaster is, we've only been here with my family 3 years. We moved from Atlanta, and in the year 2010, we had what's called a 150-year flood. It damaged or destroyed 18,000 homes across 7 counties. That was obviously too massive for the ERS franchisee here to do on their own. So they call for ERS corporate, and we put together a comprehensive plan to send what we call the ERS Army down. We have a team of electrical and mechanical technicians that come down with vans fully equipped to help deal with the restoration across that big, big landscape. And there's a referral fee paid to the franchisee in their local market whenever they have to call the cavalry to come in from Michigan. But we're not like some businesses that just put out a 911 and accept technicians from anywhere. These are certified, screened, drug-tested, and employees of our company that work throughout the year going to help assist franchisees, and they're always dispatched from home office in Michigan. And one other point about Michigan, we've got a roughly 160,000 square foot facility there. So it's extremely impressive. It's very important that we have that science facilities, as I'll talk about in a minute. A lot of our restoration for documents and artwork end up going back there to be worked on by the team. Because you can imagine, when you have large-scale disasters, you need home office behind you with the resources and the manpower. So that's a little bit about how we deal with all these major categories you see. So let's talk about how the market has evolved. What makes it so exciting right now is that, you know, right now I've got on my desk a computer, Apple iPhone, tablet sitting over there. No different than most home offices. You've got a surge in the last couple of decades in electronics. Everybody who had one flat-screen TV now can have two or three. You've got children that didn't have devices that have theirs. You've obviously got numerous printers. You've got also a boom in exercise equipment. You've got all the treadmills. You've got the elliptical machines. We restore and clean all of those categories of products. So as you can imagine, there's a boom for us in what's in the household today. What's the big differentiators if you look at us? Well, we've kind of touched on some of them, but people don't always think about, you know, when we clean appliances, electronics, they don't think about the documents. But think about people who have all those files now that are water damaged. We have a restoration process for those that is very comprehensive and unique, and that means we can help a dental office, we can help a car dealership, a hospital, medical plazas. We work in all those environments, so our franchisees have a very wide berth of potential customers that you wouldn't normally think of when you just think washer, dryer, electronics, computers, and media. It goes much broader than that. And we do a lot of bullet number four, your factory rebuild. When a factory is shut down because of a lightning tornado hit, a hurricane, or even a mudslide, you have the floor. We have photos on our website of the floor of a factory just knee-deep in water and gunk and mud. Once all that is pulled out, someone's got to come in and restore all that equipment to like-new condition. Well, that's what we can do. We can work on-premise and do that. Now, the second part of the slide here, national accounts, this, I think, makes us very, very powerful for you as a new franchise owner. We have household names as national account partners, and again, I want to call them partners because that's what they are. But they are lead referrals, and you know them as ServPro, ServiceMaster, PuroClean, Paul Davis, Restoration. These are companies that primarily want to come in and do the construction, the remodeling work, the inside components like the electronics and appliances, and also the artwork or documents. They like to hand that off to us. And so there's this natural relationship where the leads are flowing our way just because we continue to reach out and have good working relationships across those in our markets. And just like we have large protected territories of typically 1.5 to 2.5 million population, they have 2.5 to 3.5 million population protected areas where they're operating. So our marketing overlaps and complements. So they're working in commercial residential all the time, and we want to be there as what we call a partner or super sub to work with them. And then insurance adjusters, as you can imagine, are very interested in us because we can restore products for 35 cents to the dollar of what it costs to buy it new. So when you sit down as a, say, Hartford or State Farm or Allstate insurance claims adjuster, and you've got to look at, they've got $40,000 for all household contents, now they've got to make some tough decisions. They can't pay for everything, but they want to put the, obviously, anything with upholstery or fabric needs to be completely replaced, but they don't really have a problem if you can restore their dishwasher, washer, dryer, refrigerator, elliptical machine. You can restore that to life new for 35 cents on the dollar or less. That's extremely attractive about our business model. So it's a choice, but it's a choice that makes a lot of sense to insurance claims adjusters who give us leads. So a lot of you may not have had a chance to look at what the ranges are. I want to give you just a touch point here. The initial franchise fee is basically $49.9 for that protected territory we talked about, and then we have an initial investment range of $150 to $225. And it varies widely because of a couple of factors. You've got leasing that you've got to consider because in your local territory, you're going to need to take back those appliances and those electronics to your local center to work on. Typically between 4,000 and 6,000 square foot of Class B space, which is very inexpensive. It can be $4 to $6 a foot, not in a Class A real estate setting where I was with my franchise where you're paying $35, $40 a foot. This is totally, you know, a warehouse-type environment, and you're going to be able to take those back there, but you've got to have that in the factor of your total investment. And then you've got, of course, different ranges in what your payroll is going to be depending on where you operate. California is going to be higher than, say, where I live in Tennessee. But generally speaking, it's going to come in around $175,000 to $200,000 is good rough number. So let's look at some of the territories. And again, the reason we want to show this is we've got great momentum and good validation, which means you can talk to some of our current franchise operators and get a good appreciation for what they like about the business, what were the challenges in the first 6 months to a year, and why they're excited about the future. And everything there in gray should be gray on your screen, gray, blue, but those are current operating territories. Everything else is available. Now, I realize some of you may not be in the Nebraska or Iowa areas, but those are going to be markets where you're going to be able to have basically, in most situations, the entire state to yourself. I mean, it's a great captive market for you to market in. In other areas, we do combining of territories, like a Reno operator can work in the Vegas market. If you're in a Phoenix market, you can work Phoenix and Mesa. There's a lot of different ways to segment this, but we've got a lot of great new territories. And then we've got resales from time to time. And in those resales, we just need to work with your coaches and figure out if it's a good fit and it's a good timing for a current territory that is going to be transferred to a new operator. The business model itself, obviously, we put a huge emphasis in training. I've got a slide on that coming up. But what makes us so unique is we've got that home office facility and we've got a local facility. So we've got the backup from corporate and we've got all the document and artwork that Restoration has done there in Michigan. And we've got your local response team where your pickup and delivery takes it right there locally, does the restoration cleaning, and then reinstalls it. So that is a great 1-2 punch. We've got personnel, and we give you extensive training on the type of technician you want and the type of pickup and delivery personnel you need. We've got a very extensive business package, and I'll talk about our computer software and CRM tool. You're going to have a leased vehicle. Some buy it, but most people prefer to lease to keep their costs down. And then we've got a great technology package as well. So we pride ourselves on support. Give you an example. Before you even come in for your 2 weeks of training at corporate, you're going to have a 7 to 8 week jumpstart program. Now, a lot of franchisors, I have to tell you, just they're going to do a 1 week training program. They might come out to your local market, but not us. We're going to give you an extensive amount of touch, both before you come in for formal training and then after with field marketing visits. So if you look at the slide, the key point I want you to take away is that Jumpstart program is a long 7 to 8 week preparatory program before you and your lead technician even come up to Michigan. So let's talk about Jumpstart. Again, Jumpstart is going to hit on all of those key facets: operations, your recruiting for your technicians and pickup and delivery people, how you market locally, the most impactful ways to market, safety, technology, and administration. All of these things are covered. So let's take a little bit of a look at what the 2 weeks is going to be like. Obviously, we tell people that bring my spouse to the training. I've been a franchisee and a master franchisee. If my wife was going to be active in the business on the operations or bookkeeping side, absolutely I would bring her or bring him. But if it was going to be a situation where the spouse wasn't going to be active in the business, then I would take my lead technician to class. You're also going to have exposure to what we call OJT, on-the-job training, during this time. So that is why we encourage the owner to bring someone that's going to be actually involved in the day-to-day. I'll get a quick drink of water here. The owner training overview and the technician overview, you'll see them on this slide in two different columns. But and it kind of gives you, as you look at it, an idea that we focus very heavily when it comes to the owner on sales and marketing. People ask me all the time, what makes the ideal candidate for this business? And the ideal candidate for this business is someone who enjoys people, that is a networker, that enjoys going out and on a regular basis, at least 3 to 4 days a week, reaching out to the general contractors in your area, being part of association meetings, being involved in network meetings, is involved in things that will drive relationships to give you leads. I'll give you another example. There's lots of insurance adjusters and claims adjusters who have associations locally, and you need to be part of those as a speaker, set up tables when they have exhibits. You need to reach out to them through our CRM tool and make contact immediately upon training. So all of these things that are asked of me, I tell them, you know, you can always train people to restore and clean, but you can't always train people to go out and do what the owner has to do, and that's basically present this business model with passion and conviction and consistency of quality. When you do that, you have a very sustainable, profitable model. So I just want to make that point because I'm asked that a lot. The opening launch, what does that look like? You can see there that basically there's on-site assistance. We have field marketing personnel that are there to assist you. They're going to assist you with national accounts as well. They're going to make sure that the right type of introductions are being made to those companies we mentioned earlier, the Servos, the Service Masters, the Pure Cleans. We want to make sure you're making the most of your CRM tool and reaching out to those people who will send you business. And then, of course, we have a great backbone to our business with our support desk. We have, obviously, quarterly visits and reviews that we do with the franchisees. And we have ongoing training through regional meetings, webinars, et cetera. Excuse me. As far as our technology suite, a lot of emphasis is put on our STS, our service tracking system. And the reason is because this is a very well-developed piece of software. And so when you go back home, for example, in your CRM, you're going to have roughly about 200 contacts to make. We have basically a franchisee support desk that goes out and looks at your market and says, who are the contractors and the franchise operators in the restoration business, and who are the insurance adjusters that are in this market where you're gonna operate your business for ERS and that you need to reach out to? And we make sure that we tee that up for you, if you will. And then your job is to keep making those contacts on a regular basis so that they continue to feed you a lead. And then some of the other things that are kind of unique is that we have a module where franchisees can share with each other best practices, because we all get busy in this business, and so you want to be able to find out what works best, what kind of seminars, what kind of meetings, what kind of local marketing works best. We have a SharePoint team site. It's really a interactive system, and it's something that you need to leverage on a regular basis. As we get toward taking your questions, I want to leave plenty of time for that to take questions. Sales and marketing can't be emphasized enough. You know, it's not enough for Assist to set up the National Account Partner programs. You've got to let them know when you're open, and you've got to let them know when a job is finished. And you want to go out there, if you're getting a referral fee to a contractor who brought you in on a couple of residential jobs, don't mail it to them. Go out there and meet them for coffee or lunch. There's one franchisee of ours takes his guys on weekend bass fishing trips. You know, build those relationships. They just pay dividends for many, many years to come. The key is to, again, leverage your marketing, but then more than that, continue to build on the relationships. And we teach you a lot about how to do that when you go through training with us. And you probably can't see this slide real well, the PDF, but I tried to incorporate here at the end. People always say, you know, what's an ideal candidate, you know, for us? And if you look at it, we're looking for extroverts. We're looking for people that are high energy, optimistic, you know, very committed to doing that local networking. They don't have to be sales professionals or marketing professionals. If they do have a small business background or own a small business or, like so many of ours, worked in a dry cleaning or a restoration associated type of business, or maybe a construction business, all those type of backgrounds are wonderful, because anytime you've had to make payroll, make tough decisions about how to recruit and hire, those are going to help. And even a family-run business you worked in for a while, those are all going to help. So, you know, what we try to emphasize is if you don't feel comfortable doing the sales, then hire your opposite person. I found that to be very helpful to me in my 16 years in franchising, is that I was the worst when it came to doing finances, P&Ls, balance sheets. I always found the right operations and finance people to surround me. And I enjoyed the sales piece, but some of you might enjoy the operations piece of this a lot. And you can say, well, I've got a spouse that has done marketing, or I've got a brother-in-law to bring into the business, or a partner. That's great. As long as you do that, you're going to be, you know, very successful in this business. So think about what you really want to see yourself doing on a day-to-day basis. But that is the kind of overview that I wanted to give you about the breadth of our approach, how it is really recession-resistant, the National Account Partners, the scalability of it because we have such large protected markets, and then, of course, the wonderful team we have both at corporate and in the field to give you ongoing support. So with that, Tracy, if you want to unmute the lines, I don't know if Dan and Mark from our home office have been able to join us, but I did send out the password for them to be on the Q&A.
Great. Okay, hold on one second, everyone. I'm going to unmute the lines. I do want to ask you that if you have background noise going on, to mute the line on your end because it just amplifies through these. I do want to remind you that the webinar is being recorded, and I told you I'd let you know quickly how to get a hold of your Franet consultant. So if you do not know who your Franet consultant is, please visit our website at www.franet.com. Look for this kind of burgundy, kind of maroon-colored box. Put in a little bit of information, basically your name and your zip code, and we'll connect you with the Franet consultant closest to you. And as we mentioned earlier, we live and work in the same communities you do, so I'm sure there's somebody very close in your community. So hold on one second. I'm going to unmute the lines, and we'll answer all your questions.
The conference has been unmuted.
Great. Well, who has some questions today for Bob?
First of all, let me ask, do we have Dan and Mark on?
So, Bob, yes, this is Dan Limer, the president of RSFG, and with me I have Mark Shippey, the vice president of sales, and Mark Liljegren, our training director. We happen to be in a planning meeting here, so all three of us are available.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us, gentlemen. So what questions do we have for the ERS team today?
I'm sure I wasn't that comprehensive. I'm going to need a mulligan on something. There's got to be someone out there who wants a free swing. So.
Well, it usually takes a minute or two for people to get their thoughts together, but we always have questions. Well, I think what I'll do as a Franet consultant is kind of talk a little bit more about the reason why we really love the restoration industry is because it is about as recession resistant, as you mentioned, as it can get. But it also is one of these areas when you fall into the niche here with electronic folks where we do not have the competition. This is a phenomenal business to take a look at. And if you listened to what Bob had to say, he never mentioned that the owners were out there taking care of or cleaning up parts. They're out in the field communicating, spreading the word, networking, doing presentations, letting folks know what they're all about, which is a great owner-operator model. This is an executive business model where the owner is really doing more of an executive role versus somebody who is in a truck all day cleaning things. Here's a great question in the chat box, Bob. We have an owner who might have a mobility driving issue. How would that fit into your system?
Mobility driving is if mobility and driving a vehicle is a problem for a franchise owner, Dan, I'll throw that over to you because I haven't had the experience of dealing with mobility challenges for our operators.
So if we're talking about being physically challenged in terms of being mobile, then, yeah, I actually would perceive that as problematic because these owners are going to be out in the field, out at the losses, and oftentimes these losses are difficult to navigate, and that's fertile ground to be interacting with adjusters and contractors. So if we were to take that piece of it off the table, I would be concerned about the ability to be effective in the field.
Okay. We have a little bit of clarification, too, on that question, too. It sounds like the issue is low vision.
I suppose offhand I don't see that as a hurdle.
Okay. Great. So, Stacy, that's a great question, and probably what we want to do is get you in contact with ERS specifically so that you can kind of walk through your scenario a little bit more and have some comfort around that.
That would be good.
Great. What other questions do we have today? Feel free to speak up, or you can type them into the chat box as well.
Well, other questions are coming in. This might spur some questions on because I went through 16 slides there pretty quickly for the sake of time. But one of the things I mentioned, again, is our very comprehensive suite of software that includes our service tracking module. But some of the things that they would appreciate besides just having a lead generation customer relationship module we call CRM. We also have QuickBooks integrated, a tag printer integrated for the inventorying of those items that we restore. And again, I mentioned before that, you know, we have owners exchanging best practices on the site. We have vendor links directly to our supplier vendor community and a very extensive library available as well. So we picture a very comprehensive set of software tools for each new operator when they go back to their territory.
That's amazing. That's a wonderful tool to have.
We've actually been told, if I may, we've actually been told by consultants who have seen the various software packages in the field around restoration that our software package is head and shoulders more functional across a broader spectrum than anything else out there. There are a few others out there that might be a little deeper in one area or another, but none of them are as broad as ours as it relates to bringing the tool to the job.
It's wonderful. Well, do we have any other questions today for the folks at ERS? Well, it sounds like you've answered them all and done a very good job today, Bob. So I want to thank everyone so much for joining us today. Appreciate the time that you put forth. Remind you that this has been recorded. You can reach out to your friend at consultant. And if it so happens, as it does in my world, that you hang up the phone and 15 minutes later have some questions, make sure you reach out to your friend at consultant, and they'll be happy to put you in contact with ERS. Thanks, everyone, for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Really good intro today, too. Thank you very much.